for today. We're talking about growing and the church and what's gone on in the past. And I'm thinking about, where are you in life's journey? Are you in the bulb, ready to burst forth? Or have you flowered? Are you flying free like the butterflies? Or is the darkness looming, causing pain and doubt? What is your history? What is the future? What are the dreams we dream? And are we letting our light shine? Just like the kaleidoscope, if we hold it down and look at it, it's not nearly as pretty and beautiful as when you lift it to the light. So for our church, we're in a lot of transition at the moment. By the way, those children. I know why kid parents have them young. I know that now. I mean, we used to have 50 of them running around here when I was teaching. Oh my gosh, they have so much energy. Don't we wish? For our church here at Suquamish, our history has evolved through the ages. 100 years plus. It's been 2 years since we celebrated our centennial. So we do service here, right here, right now in this room, since 1916. This church has lived out its 100 years because of the people. The people who dream dreams, and the people who burst through the soil, who planted the seed. The people in 1916 risked a $500 loan to build this church. In those days, that was probably quite a bit of money. They actually went to the church and borrowed that money. It took us a long time to remember it and pay it back, but it got paid back. These people from our early days, they dreamed the dreams, and they took a lot of different energy and levels of faith and prayer to keep the church moving forward. Just as a kaleidoscope is full of colors and different shapes, when you blend them all together and you work together, and you lift your light together, you create wonderful things. So our church in the early days looked like that. In 1940, the church bell. Actually, the Todd family, well, was it like great-great-grandpa? Yeah, his grandpa, Dave's grandpa, traveled to little Doty, Washington. Have any of you heard of Doty, Washington? I never heard of it, and I still don't know where it is. But they found our church bell and brought it here. And so that church bell has been with us here since 1939. In 1940, they built on. This was the original part of the church. And we used to enter the church by where the church bell cord is now, over there. And this part, back part of the church, used to be the nursery. It had a fireplace. That's how they heated the building. They had a little room back here. And then this was the basic church that it started with. And then behind the church, chancel, was added on in 1940, and a small kitchen and social hall were then added back here where the children's nursery is now in our choir room. And in 1957, the church voted to move from congregational denomination to the United Church of Christ. So we were the Suquamish community. First, I think we were just Suquamish Church, and then they wanted to encompass the fact that we are a community of people. And so when they joined the church, the United Church of Christ, in the early days, 1957, they They just didn't want to let go of that history, the fact that we were a community, and the fact that we were congregational, our roots are congregational. And so we became the little church with the big name, Suquamish Community Congregational United Church of Christ. In 1961, we added on that way, and we built on a new kitchen and social hall, and we named it Stewart Hall later after Reverend Stewart. That was Sue's dad. It became known as Stewart Hall. In 1963, we built a parsonage. Now, I don't know that many of you know that, but it used to be down by Suquamish Shores, and our ministers were able to be housed in the parsonage. But as people went on, and even I think when Pastor Reverend Stewart passed away, they were kind of left homeless because they were living in the church property. And when he passed away, the family had to move on. And the council and board felt that, well, maybe that's not the best way these days, that people, ministers, should be able to own a home, build their own equity, and have that ability to stay in a house if they wanted to, or to sell it and move on. So they sold the parsonage, but part of that parsonage had a little sport court, tennis court on it, and so the church donated that to the county eventually, and so the county owns that, and it's become a little park in the neighborhood. So you can see how rooted we've become and how involved we've become. And we just, because of the people who have new ideas and new concepts, we can move on. In 1980, the church again added we call the Rainbow Room, and the upstairs part, the back part of the church. And Reverend Kroll was here during that time. Dick came in 1978, so he was part of that movement. And that was kind of during the time period where we had a lot of children. And we kind of went away from individual classrooms and moved to what we called, learning community, where the kids went to areas of interest, and we had like 20, 24 teachers that helped and worked with all the kids. And we were very active at the time. In 1989, we voted to gut this sanctuary. We tore it all down and kind of reconfigured the sanctuary and did a little bit of remodel. There used to be bars of pipe coming across the church to support the roof. So they restructured the roof and aligned that, took all these little pipes that went out of the church and put the carpet down. So when you stop and think, that was 1989. That's been a while, and this rug, you can tell, has been there since then. And that's why the importance and the dreams of the new sanctuary transformation team are changing and evolving more and more, and keeping our church vital and open. We painted in 2014, and this was a little controversial because remember what the name of our church was? The Little Brown Church. And suddenly, it turned green, and it became the Little Green Church. So we painted the outside of the church. And then, of course, we did our centennial celebration, and the centennial committee worked and created and collaborated with landscape and designers, and we have our beautiful backyard now with a labyrinth that was created at that time. So the church continues to be a light in this community, reaching out with new insights and new inspiration. And though we build new buildings and we remodel buildings, it's not just the building. It's not just the minister. It is the people who lay the foundation. It's the people who dream the dreams, who sow the seeds, who spread the light. As Mark shared on his last Sunday, into what soil are we sowing our seed? Even in rocky soil, seed can reach for the light. We are a kaleidoscope of many. We're many faces, many colors, many experiences, many worlds. Our seeds have been planted in different soils, but we seek the light that will lead us through the dark times. We are the pilgrim people on a journey of life. Plant your seed, nourish the bulb, and reach for the light, and let your light shine. Now we have a new song we're going to sing. I was really surprised that our choir didn't know, not everyone in our choir knew it.